We're talking with the band No Limits today, Sherry Crawford and Dana
Blayon.
Okay, from Northern Alberta. So welcome.
Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're based in Alberta. What part of Alberta are you in?
We're from the Peace Country, Northern Alberta. So
mm-hmm.
That's about 500 kilometers north of Edmonton.
Okay. Are you both originally from that part of the country?
Pretty much, yeah. We're both raised. Neither one of us were born here, but my parents have the homestead. So,
mm-hmm.
But we're homegrown. We're hometown gals.
Good. Now, you both started off as soloists, and how did you each get involved in music?
Well, I've been in music most of my life. My dad actually had a band when I was a child, so I just kind of grew up with music all around me. And I started playing the guitar when I was 14, and I started writing songs not until I was about 30, and it just became my addiction, I guess. I just couldn't
mm-hmm.
stop, and Sherry and I were actually neighbors in the community.
Yes, and myself, I personally just sang for the longest time, and I love doing that, and when Dana and I were at community events together, and she sang me her first song, and I went, wow, that's awesome. Well, if she can do it, I can do it. So, and then we joined forces shortly after that because we realized that we really clicked together. So
that's great. So how long have you been together?
Well, writing together for mm-hmm. about 8-9 years and
mm-hmm.
Really kind of going out there for the last 5.
Okay.
And then in 2006, we actually formed a band.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, they say, is history. We probably got about the greatest group of guys for a band you could ever imagine.
Everyone probably says that, but it's really true with us.
That's great. So. How many are in the band?
We have, there's 6 of us all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have Rob Langto, who's our bass player, Ed Honholter, who is our drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We have Greg Corcoran, who is our lead guitarist, and we just have a newest member here, Paul Marceau. He's our rhythm guitar, too. So, and then I play mandolin
mm-hmm.
and guitar a little bit. Not too much with the band. We try to base most of our energy on the performance, so we let our guys take care of the music, and we put on the show.
That's good. That's great. Now, let's see. You have a single out now, I Know What I Know, and That's Not Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And is that your first single from your debut CD, Dreamin' Big?
No, actually. Mm-hmm. Dreamin' Big was our first album that we had done ourselves. It was a home recording experiment, I guess, is what we called it,
because mm-hmm.
We had a lot of local success with our songs, and so we just wanted to take it another step further to see how that would be accepted, and it was a huge success, and so we decided we're going to
take the next step,
and so the next album we did down in Calgary was I Know What I Know.
Okay.
And,
cool.
And that's the singles
single
off of that album.
Okay.
So it's actually our second attempt.
Oh, that's great. Good. Now, it's very interesting. Organized, was it a conference, music conference?
Yeah, actually we did.
Country
it's,
music
we
conference.
We call it our first annual Peace Country Music Industry Conference and Songwriters Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry and I, we try to travel as much as we can to learn as much as we can about the music industry and try to, perfect our craft in songwriting. So we've done lots of traveling to different provinces and so forth just to hone our skills. And here living in the north, we're a bit limited on resources. So Sherry and I, we tend to create our own universe
wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
We're doers. So we decided there's such a multitude of talent here in the north that we decided to bring it here, and we called up Dwayne Steele, who is also a Peace Country boy,
mm-hmm.
and asked him if he wanted to be a keynote speaker in this, and we actually only had 5 weeks to plan it, so
mm-hmm.
We went hard and fast, and we had SoCan join in and Alberta Music join in. We had our music director from the local radio stations join in, and it was a huge success, and to the point where we're already planning next year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
We had delegates come from the entire Peace Country, so it really proved to us that there is lots of talent out there that needs, things like this in the north.
Exactly. A great opportunity for everybody out in that district.
And it was actually great because we just returned from the CCMAs in Winnipeg here
mm-hmm.
last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a whole resource of talents that we can recruit here to the north for our workshop next year. So
that's great. Good. Now, the band's name, No Limits, how did you come up with this name?
Well, actually, it came out of a line out of a book that I was reading by Dr. Wayne Dyer, actually, The Power of Intention. And it was just happened to be, I was reading this line, and it was at the bottom of the page, and I turned the page, and the two lines at the very top of the page were No Limits. And it was just at the time when Dana and I were tossing around name ideas, and what we had come up with before that just wasn't quite clicking with us. And it really seemed, and it just hit me, and it really seemed to suit us, because
We tend to have no limits.
We have no limits.
We put our mind to something and we go for it and we do it, and we generally always succeed as much as we can. So,
and that's wonderful. No doubt you're both hard workers.
Well, thank you. Yes, we try our best.
Good. How would you describe your type of music? Is it more of a country rock or a bit of traditional in it, or?
Well, we describe ourselves as a bit of a yucca flex.
Your older listeners will know what that is.
Yeah. We tend to dabble in lots of genres. To the core, our root base and our foundation is country.
Mm-hmm.
But we really enjoy dabbling in all the other genres, which creates a really nice, a different style of genre that we tend to go with. Like, we have rock and pop and blues and, you know, it's we don't like to really limit ourselves.
So you're more of a crossover than country,
yeah,
but
we're
you're
staying
crossover.
True to our name.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good.
But yeah, we are rooted in country, definitely. A lot of our songs start off country, and when we bring it to the band, a lot of their personalities and their styles get blended in, and the song becomes what it is when we're done with it. So
yeah, we kind of let it go where it feels good.
Okay, great. Do you both write all the songs, either one of you or both together? Or
lots of times we'll either write together or we'll write individually, and then we bring it back to each other to either finish the song or edit the song just to make it better. And actually, we've started co-writing with our band too, which we're creating monsters, because they come back to us now and say, okay, I've got this melody, let's write something. So it's great. We just love it.
Yeah, it's a real team. Real team effort.
That's great. Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Now, you've been doing a lot of festivals, different things like that this year also?
Yeah, we're doing more and more every year. We're doing lots of local events here. We do lots of charity, because we believe that, you know, the more you give, the more you get back. So we got a few charities on the go, and we did the ROMS Festival in the Peace Country. Last year we did the Athabasca Riverettes Festival and the local Peace Country Peace Fest that they have here. So we're getting more and more, and now that our song's out on radio and we'll get a little bit more known, we're going to try to hit it up a little bit more and bring our guys along.
That's great. Where do you get your inspiration? Is it from any particular artist, country, whether it be from the States or Canada?
You know, I think it's kind of like our songs. It's a huge mixture. I mean, I listen to almost everything, and the same with our band members. I mean, we have a wide appreciation for all types of music. So really, inspiration comes from, you know,
mostly the walk of life.
It can come out of thin air. It can come from, you know, somebody saying something. It can come from, you know, something you hear on the radio. Yeah, it's just, you just...
And of course, we both, you know, have our own, you know, country song heroes, like Terry Clark is one of my, you know... Paul Brandt. And it's funny because they're both Alberta artists.
Yeah, they are.
It's just kind of the way it is, I guess. But you know, yeah, like you said, we listen to everything from rock to country to old to new. It's all good, and we love it.
That's great. Now you have a website. It's www.singnolimits.com.
Correct.
Do you have another website, or is this the main one? Or
that's our main website. We do have a MySpace page. So www.myspace.com/singnolimits.
Because that's what we want. We want everybody to sing No Limits.
That's great. Are you on Facebook too?
Yes. We are individual. We have a fan page there. So.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add before we go? Well, either you, Sherry, or Dana?
Well, we want to say thanks to you, Maureen, for having us on the show today, and thanks to your listeners, and I hope they're enjoying the song.
Yes, CJMQ is a great station, and everybody request I Know What I Know from No Limit.
That's great. Well, we enjoy playing your music, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks so much,
Maureen. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You Bye. Care.
Bye.
Bye.
Country band No Limits. The song is I Know What I Know, and that's not everything.